Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. Still praying for all of our family and friends over in Talbot County and over in Lee County, Alabama. They're still cleaning up over there. I don't think we really understand the gist and everything, the complexity of cleaning up after a natural disaster. It really takes a long time for an area to recover and bounce back. So you guys that are over there in that area, just know we're still praying for you, and we're certainly still supporting you. And we're going to speak with a tornado survivor a little later on in the show from Talbot County, and just talk about that experience. Talk about being in the bullseye of a tornado. But to start us off, I have one of our favorite meteorologists here in the studio with me today from WTVM. We have Miss Lauren Linehan, and she's going to talk to us about being prepared for storms and making sure we listen to those warnings and, you know, what to do. Because I saw this thing on the Weather Channel that said a lot of people that are hurt in tornadoes are hurt in tornadoes that happen overnight, because when we go to sleep, we don't think about it, and the storm comes through and oh my God, it's just a big disaster. So I want all of my listeners, all of my friends out there, I want you guys to be prepared. So, you know, this may not be one of the most exciting shows like we've had in the past, but this show is very, 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 very important, and I want you to listen. And so I'm not going to delay any further. We're going to go ahead and invite Lauren on. Hey, Lauren, how are you today?
I am so great. Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, Lauren, my listeners are probably like, I know her voice. I'm used to seeing her on TV, and now she's on the radio. What's going on?
Right? I know. We switched mediums for you guys.
Yeah,
it's fun.
But, you know, you're going to be great, Lauren, and thank you. And I know I got to get you out of here so that you can do what you do for us and keeping us all safe here and keeping us aware of the weather. But Lauren, we want to focus on preparation for any type of pending disaster or weather alert. What should a family have prepared and a safety kit or something like that in order to prepare for severe weather?
Right. We just want people to have a plan. And, you know, we've had two very impactful weather events come through the Chattahoochee Valley here within the last year, really within the last 6 months, beginning with Hurricane Michael. Mm-hmm. That affected a lot of southwest Georgia, southeast Alabama. And, of course, we know the destruction it brought through the Florida Panhandle. Mm-hmm. But also 3 weeks ago with the tornadoes that came through, and, of course, that most potent one that came through Lee County and switched all the way over to Talbot County. So that was, in a sense, that came through during the day. Mm-hmm. You know, if it had been nighttime, I feel like that could have been an even worse situation than it already was. But absolutely, regardless of whether a storm is coming through, whether it be a hurricane or a tornado during the day or at night, you've got to have a plan, not just a physical emergency kit, a little safety kit, but you also need to have a plan with your family when there is severe weather. Where are you going to go, whether it's in your house or if you live in a manufactured home? Do you need to seek alternative shelter? So just starting kind of first off with the emergency kit, you want to make sure you have a flashlight, that you have some type of bottled water, a first aid kit, any of your pertinent personal information is good to have on you. Mm-hmm. If you have anything like prescriptions that are important, that you are stocked up on your medicine before a severe weather event. And another thing we recommend, even if you don't have a flashlight, matches. And this is something so important in this day and age. I would always say, like, have a battery charger for your phone. Because oftentimes, whether it be a tornado coming through, hurricane, severe thunderstorm, the power can go out. Right. And you may not have access to power, if not for a few hours, potentially days on end, if the event is catastrophic enough. So I would definitely recommend, like, having a backup charger for your phone. And sometimes if your phone's not working or you don't have access to the internet, a paper map would be good, like a handheld old school map. Old school map. Not, because you'd think about it, we're just so reliant on our GPS.
Before that, it was MapQuest.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. MapQuest. Like, what happened to that?
What happened to that?
No. Printing out MapQuest before going on the vacation.
Yeah. Now, Laura, you know, I'm an attorney, and so we talk about the Constitution being a living document that's flexible. Mm-hmm. You have to flex with the people. It sounds like this safety kit also has to be kind of like a living safety kit, because it's not one something you can just pack up one time and put it in a closet and say, oh, we'll grab it when we're ready. You know, medicine expires, batteries die.
Right, exactly.
So you need to, I guess, at some point, make sure you check that periodically.
Yeah.
And you may even need to put your medicine in there.
Right.
Prior to being notified of an event.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's always good to keep that current. And we kind of recommend that too. Basically, when the time changes, you know, twice a year you've got the time change. That's when we kind of recommend, okay, change your smoke alarm batteries. If you have a weather radio, which we highly recommend to everyone, that's always a good backup to receive weather notifications. Change the batteries in that and change any batteries.
Do you have a weather radio app on phones yet?
Well, we actually have a WTVM weather app. Our station, actually, you can go in to the settings tab on our WTVM weather app, and it will send you notifications just like you would get from a weather radio.
Wow.
Yeah. So what we tell people is not only have your weather radio programmed to whatever county you live in to get severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings, and for it to be loud, so it'll wake you up in the middle of the night if you do have a nighttime severe weather event. But we also say have some type of app. And of course, we have the WTVM weather app to give you severe weather alerts, but there are countless weather apps in whatever app store is on your phone, and there's a Red Cross tornado app as well. That's a really good one that I would recommend. So just having multiple ways to receive weather alerts is so essential, and you don't want just an alert the day of. You've got to be kind of taking responsibility and paying attention to the weather in the days ahead, whether that's watching your local TV station or listening to the radio broadcast or paying attention on an app and on social media. You've just got to make sure you're paying attention to the weather and kind of know, you know, when you need to put that plan in place that you've already made with your family.
Now, Lauren, this is your profession, and you're good at what you do. I've watched you plenty of times, and you understand the terminology. Help some of our listeners understand the terminology, because a watch doesn't mean we're looking at it.
Right.
And a warning doesn't mean it's at your door right now.
Right.
Tell us what watch and warning mean.
Oh, yeah. I know. So watch, this is a way I kind of break down the two. So a tornado watch or a severe thunderstorm watch, just to kind of give the formal definition, that means conditions in the atmosphere are favorable for a type of severe weather to happen, whether that be severe thunderstorms or whether that be tornadoes. It doesn't mean it's happening right now, but it just means the environment outside is conducive to that happening. There are the right ingredients in the atmosphere to make a little recipe for severe weather. And then when you have a warning, that means there has actually been something spotted on radar, whether it is a severe thunderstorm, meaning a wind that, or a storm that is producing winds in excess of 57 miles per hour, or something that is producing large hail. That's kind of what a severe thunderstorm would be. One is actually happening.
Right.
But whereas a watch, it's like, okay, it could happen because the atmosphere is going to support that. This is how I like to think of it, though. When you have a watch, think of it like your cookie dough, like you're baking, and that's your dough that you haven't put in the oven yet. And then when your cookies are done baking and you have a cookie in your hand, that would be the warning. So a watch versus a warning, like warning, it's actually there. It's happening. But like you said, it's not necessarily
doorstep. You have to really listen, because with hurricane season, it's a little different, because watches and warnings actually have time frames attached to them.
Exactly. And that's what we hate, too, especially, you know, with what happened 3 weeks ago. You know, a hurricane, people can have time, a good while to evacuate.
So a hurricane watch would have like a 48-hour
Time exactly.
period?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Typically, you're going to have a 48-hour time frame for a hurricane watch. And then about a 36-hour time frame for a hurricane warning. So if you think about, you know, in tropical season, you see the storm developing in the Gulf, the areas that meteorologists are most confident that storm is going to hit within a 24, 36-hour period would get the warning. Like, you guys, this is coming. This mm-hmm. is most likely coming to your area. Mm-hmm. Whereas a watch, when it comes to hurricanes, there's a little more uncertainty. Mm-hmm. There's a little more wiggle room in that forecast. Mm-hmm. Like maybe that hurricane could track a little farther to the east or mm-hmm. a little farther to the west. Mm-hmm. But warning, that's kind of that bullseye of where it's looking like
and
the
even
conditions.
That's not 100% because right. hurricanes like Katrina have showed us that they can intensify
exactly.
very fast,
right.
very close to the coast.
Then
and you
that's
don't get
thing.
That 48-hour or that
exactly.
36.
And you can get the rapid intensification with these storms. I mean, if you think about the Gulf of Mexico, if you've ever kind of looked at the Gulf of Mexico versus the Atlantic Ocean, the mm-hmm. Gulf is an extremely warm body of mm-hmm. water. It's just like an energy source for mm-hmm. these storms that come in, especially when they're coming in that prime time in August and September, which is the height of hurricane season. Think about that body of water has been able to warm up so much over the summer months. So that's just fuel. That's just like fueling, lighting the fire for these hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And
throwing gasoline on the fire.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And if you have a favorable wind environment that storm is moving into, kind of like Hurricane Michael, we mm-hmm. saw it strengthen very quickly. But definitely, you don't oftentimes, we let people know ahead of time. You know, we expect some severe weather in the coming days, but mm-hmm. Especially with a situation like severe weather that could produce tornadoes, you just really got to be paying attention to the weather, because it's not like you're able to track one particular tornado days out versus what you can do with a hurricane.
Now, you know, I was once told if you're on the road and a tornado is coming, mm-hmm. that if you're near a bridge structure, you should get out and get under the bridge. Is that true?
That is false.
That's false.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah. yeah. We definitely don't encourage people to get under bridges or overpasses. That's really dangerous. If you have to get out of your car, first of all, we don't want you to be in your car during severe weather.
Exactly.
Point blank. Because cars
but
have the ability
on
to be 280, picked up.
When that
right.
tornado came by, mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't plan to be there.
Right. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate. So, it's like anytime there's severe weather, if people can, you know, it's an ideal situation to stay put and be in a sturdy shelter. Whereas if you're out on the road, a last-ditch effort, actually pardon the pun, is that getting in a ditch, like getting down as low to the ground as you can, away from any trees or objects that could, you know, be lifted off of the ground like a car, is the ideal situation.
Because there was one guy who was in his truck, and I think his
right.
truck was like, toss for
yes,
a mile or
yes,
something like
it's
that.
Just it's devastating to hear that. And yeah, I mean, I think I actually saw that truck when I went over to Beauregard.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
it's incredible what these storms can do. And if you think about it, the peak wind gusts in the tornado that came through Lee County in Talbotton, at one point when it was coming through Beauregard, the peak wind gusts were 170 miles per hour.
Jeez.
That's stronger than the peak wind gusts in Hurricane Michael.
Yeah.
And that's from
yeah.
much more compact yeah. system.
That's so, over a category 5, which is 155
right, that would,
plus.
Yes, yeah, yeah, if you were looking at, yeah, so yeah. it just really speaks to how powerful that one tornado was. Now, hurricanes, they can produce tornadoes,
right.
but typically when a hurricane produces a tornado, it's going to be kind of a weak, brief little spin up mm-hmm. that doesn't stay on the ground long, mm-hmm. but that just shows like how dangerous tornadoes can be, and of course, hurricanes can too, but that's why when there is the type of severe weather that could support tornadoes, we want people to have a sturdy shelter, kind of be mm-hmm. paying attention to the weather a couple of days out. And if you know, especially
so if you're in a manufactured home or a mobile
right.
home or a trailer with whatever you want to mm-hmm. call it, I want to make sure I'm on everybody's terminology
right.
page.
Yes.
Should you try to leave?
Yes. Yes. But, you know, we don't want you to be in the situation where like, oh, there's a tornado. You hear your phone go off and you know it's a tornado warning, meaning a storm has been showing rotation that could be producing a potential tornado. When that happens, we don't want you to be in that situation. We want you to know a couple of hours ahead of time that, hey, the weather could turn bad. There could be potential tornadoes this afternoon or this evening. So you have a backup shelter, whether it's going to a friend or a family member's home that's a little sturdier, or even going to like a designated storm shelter in your community. Something we just don't want folks to be in manufactured homes or, like you said, mobile homes during a storm, because it's just difficult for these homes to kind of maintain, you know, their composure, so to speak, when these storms come
right,
through.
Right. Wow. And so I guess, and I know we got to let you go because you yeah. got to continue to monitor the weather yeah. for us, but What would be your final advice to the Valley as we prepare for not only this summer thunderstorm right. season, but hurricane season, which is right behind that? And I don't think I don't think we give that enough attention here.
Right. No.
You know, but if you think about it, we're not far from the goal.
No, we're not.
Like if a hurricane, if Category 5 hurricane hit the panhandle of Florida and came straight north, it has a possibility of maintaining some very strong intensity before it weakens.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what we kind of saw with Michael. It kind of skirted, like, Cuthbert was very hard hit, and that's pretty far inland. That's that's unusual to see winds of that magnitude from a hurricane maintain its strength coming inland. So I feel like maybe Hurricane Michael and these tornadoes over the past few weeks have been a wake-up call. So my advice is just have a plan, point blank. And if you are in a home, that's a safe place to be. If your kids are in school, you know, they are going over the tornado drills with them. But we always want you to be in the lowest level of your home, away from windows. And if your kids have bike helmets or anything, put them on them when the tornado comes through, because you want to keep your head protected. You just want to protect yourself from the potential for any flying debris, because it's not actually the winds within a tornado that are so dangerous. It's the debris that the winds pick up that can be dangerous to you guys. So just have a plan and have a way to receive weather alerts, whether that be something like the WTVM weather app will let you know if there's a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning, or let you know when those watches are issued a few hours out from a tornado event or a couple of days out from a hurricane event. And also a NOAA weather radio. And we have weather radio programming events where we can get that set up for folks based on what your county is.
Awesome. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for being here. Davis Broadcast and is honored to be a partner with WTVM.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we play your forecast on our radio stations every day, and we feel that's so important. And the media, radio, TV, print, all of us, we have a duty to make sure that we're keeping the citizens here in the Chattahoochee Valley area safe. So thank you so much. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to a tornado survivor from Talbot County, and he's going to tell us his story about what transpired. So I'm looking forward to that. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We'll be right back.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave. But remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. You just heard a magnificent conversation from Lauren Linehan with WTVM, talking about weather preparedness, talking about preparing for storms, educating us on what watches mean, what warnings mean. If you need to re-listen to that show, certainly go back and listen to one of our shows later on in the day on one of our sister stations, because this is some very important information that we want the community to know. And as promised to you earlier in the show, I am glad to have with me today Mr. Willie Epps from Tarleton, Georgia, as well as Pastor Vinton Copeland, pastor of Powell Baptist Church in Thomaston, Georgia. How you doing today, Mr. Epps?
Fine, fine.
You doing fine? Okay, and I see you have on a veteran hat there.
Yes, I am a veteran.
Well, thank you so much for your service to our country, sir. Did you do any tours overseas?
Yes, I did. I did two tours in Korea, one to Egypt.
Wow. So you went to Korea twice?
Right.
Wow, okay. So you were at home in Tarleton the day of the tornado?
No, I was not there.
Where were you?
I was out of town.
You were out of town? And okay, and when you came back, what did you see?
Nothing. My house was totally gone, destroyed.
Was anybody at your home at the time?
No, there was nobody there.
Now, prior to leaving, I'm sure that was there was nothing on your mind or nothing that had you thinking, when I come back home, my house is going to be gone. Nothing had you thinking like that.
No.
Did you feel like you lived in like a sound structure? Did you feel like your home was sturdy and strong?
Yes.
Yes.
To my knowledge, yes.
Generally, to your knowledge,
yes.
Okay. And tell us what has it been like trying to get your life back in order after this storm?
Well, it's at times it's a struggle coming back to see. One thing is seeing it on picture and video than seeing it live. When you come back and see, you know, the actual site where your house was,
mm-hmm.
that's devastating.
Was there anything left that was salvageable, anything that you could use?
Not as far as furniture or stuff, appliances. My grandkids was there that Monday, and they found some pictures and a few clothing. But other than that, everything was destroyed. Plus, a car was destroyed that was in the yard also.
So you've done two tours in Korea and one in Egypt. Have you ever seen anything that looked like this in your life?
No.
No?
No.
Nothing at all?
Not like this.
How has it impacted your community?
It's had a great impact on the community. It's the community haven't seen anything like this. We always seen it on TV,
mm-hmm.
but never close up like this.
Yeah. I'm sure you've, and I pause because I certainly want to make sure I ask this question in the most appropriate way. But I can only imagine you thank God several times that you were not home.
Oh, yes, I do. I do every day. Yes.
How long had it been planned for you to be away? Was it a last minute thing, or did you know for a while that you were going to be gone?
Well, I had planned to come back earlier than what I did, but I tried to get back earlier, but somehow God stopped me.
Wow.
God didn't let you come home early.
Right.
He knew that danger was on the way.
Correct.
A lot of memories.
Yes.
I can imagine are now gone. What are some of the memories that you think you'll miss the most?
Well, I had a lot of my grandkids' pictures and a lot of their trophies and stuff that they gave me. A lot of plaques and stuff from when I was in the military. All that is destroyed, so I can't get that back, so. That's material thing, but that's memories. I thank God he spared our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long do you think it'll take your neighborhood to get back to where it used to be?
It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while. Because my neighbor next door, he lost his house totally and five vehicles. He was out of town at the time, so... It's going to be a while for the community to get back like it was.
It's amazing that so many of you guys were out of town.
God had a plan.
Wow. Wow. Pastor Copeland, I remember looking at your Facebook post, and you were one of the first people on the scene. And you were going live, showing video of the devastation, and I was looking at it, and I was just... in awe, not only with what I was hearing, but I could hear the sense of urgency and the sense of urgency mm-hmm. in your voice. And you have a lot of church members that live in that area. How has this impacted your congregation?
There's been a sense of joy just knowing how God spared their lives. Mm-hmm. But there's also been the other side of there have been a lot of sadness, a lot of disarray, a lot of the depression, trying to understand how we're going to pick up the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so the good thing about it, our church has come together to work together to make sure that those in our community get what they need, but there definitely has been a shift in the mindset of our church. It definitely has had an impact, and it's been extremely tough trying to pull back the pieces of all that.
Wow. Wow. When you showed up on the scene and you started your video and on Facebook Live, I could hear tears in your voice. What were your thoughts looking at the damage for the first time, being one of the first people out there?
Yeah. It was shock. It was complete shock, because while I'm watching this really happen, I see that there are individuals chiming in and who don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. This is their first interaction with it. And then all of a sudden, his granddaughter is on the live video. Mm-hmm. And she sees that her grandfather's house is gone. And it's just, if you've never been through a tornado and you've never seen such disarray as I saw on that day, it will change your life forever. And that's what it did for me. I don't think I ever forget that day of March the 3rd.
Now, Pastor Copeland, you have been absolutely phenomenal in leading efforts to gather resources and raise money and other forms of help for the people of Talbot County in that particular area. What was the general response to your efforts, and what would you like to say to those that contributed?
The general response has been tremendous. People throughout the entire state of Georgia, there's someone who gave as far as from California. So there's people who have contributed, stepped up. We actually had to get to a point where we had to tell people to please stop bringing those items, because we have been overwhelmed with the amount of respect and love and clothes and donations that have come. So we've just been inundated. We've been blessed because people truly care about our community. And I just want to tell everybody, thank you for what you've done, what you will do, and what you're doing currently, because it really affects our community.
And do you know of any type plan, whether it's a government plan or community-based plan, on having efforts to really try to restore those people back where they were?
Well, right now the city council has a plan of trying to distribute funds and money to those who've been affected. We really don't know much of a future plan of the government getting involved and getting these people their homes back. But there is a small business administration that is working with families to get their homes back if they want. They have loans. There's different opportunities, but right now it's really on an individual basis of our community coming together to make sure that the people get what they need.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Mr. Epps, when you arrived back in town and you saw where your house once stood and you saw what was left there, what was your reaction?
Well, there was no reaction. It was just a shock for a minute.
So you're pulling up with keys on a keychain, and there's no longer a door to open.
Correct.
What happens in a man's heart when a key that he once held, there's no lock for it to open anymore?
Well, the first 5 minutes, my wife and I would just cry. So, you know, and after that 5 minutes, we just started walking across the property and to see what was left.
Brought you to tears.
Yes.
A man that has served us in Korea, in Egypt, served his country admirably. This natural disaster brought you to tears.
Correct.
How is your wife doing?
She's okay. She's better. She's better.
She's better.
Yeah.
Have you guys been able to find temporary housing? Are you going to try to rebuild there, or are you just going to?
Oh, right now I'm with my sister. Mm-hmm. I have a sister in Harris County, so. Mm-hmm. As far as rebuilding, I don't know just yet.
You don't know yet?
No, it's hard to answer that question right now.
Wow. I understand. I totally understand. Pastor Copeland, in the long run, you know, now that some of the media coverage is beginning to put their attention on other things, mm-hmm. and we don't want anyone, whether it's East Alabama or West Georgia or in Talbot County, to feel forgotten. What can we do to make sure that we are available to help that community with this further recovery?
I think the major thing is making sure that you're continually praying for us, mm-hmm. but also making sure that you're continually reaching out and being in contact with those in our community who have a connection to our community, mm-hmm. so that you can stay in the loop on what's going on. And every now and then, ride through, mm-hmm. Check on us. Don't just come in and take photos, but come in and stop and ask the people how they are doing and see how you can be of assistance, because as you said, the news has really died down, but we got to make sure that we continue to keep the message going forward, that we still need the help of the people. And so it's going to take people like yourself, who's doing a great job, to make sure we continue to get the word out that there's still a need in our city to rebuild.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Mr. Epps, again, thank you for your service to our country. My granddad and my great granddad also served this country, and they did so that they could see their first grandson and great grandson be the first in our family to attend college. Mm-hmm. They did that so that we could enjoy freedoms that other people don't enjoy in other countries, and you did the same thing. And so your service to our country is absolutely admired and is appreciated, and we're sorry that you had to go through this, but it sounds like God protected you.
Yes,
He had you out of town at the time, and though you came back home to no home, sounds like your real home is in your heart.
Yes,
and so I pray that things get back on the right level for you. And And Pastor Copeland, again, your leadership has been impeccable. I mean, you know, there's a saying that leaders are not made, they are born. Mm-hmm. And all of them have that period in their time in which they rise to the circumstances to fit the need of the situation. And without a doubt, you certainly rose to the circumstance to fit that need and make people aware of what was going on in Tarleton County, over in Tarleton, Georgia, Talbot County, and to the people in Talbot County, Tarleton, Georgia, just know we are still praying for you. I've been saying that every week on this show since the tornadoes happened. We are still praying for you, and for your friends and for your families, and praying for your community, because something like this can be extremely disturbing. And to the rest of my listeners out there, as we begin to embark upon these summer months, just know that the storms will most likely go stronger and intensify. And we just need to make sure that we're prepared to take care of our families, our loved ones, especially our elderly population. We got to make sure that we are looking out for them. We got to make sure that they are aware of situations that may be on the horizon. Whether they're your family member or not, you know who lives on your street. You know who lives behind your house. You know who lives down the road from you if you're in a rural area. And there's nothing wrong with making a phone call to say, hey, are you aware that we're under this warning or this watch? It could be your one call that saves a life. And with the rate in which we've been losing lives here lately, saving one would be a great thing. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, as we focus on severe weather preparedness and talking to Mr. Epps and Pastor Copeland out of Talbot County, and talking about the efforts over there. And I hope that this show will serve well for those that listen to it and help us all prepare for what we may have to face one day. Only God knows. Hope to hear from you next Sunday. Take care. Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and its radio programs are not to be considered necessarily the beliefs of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting.
Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.